17th of February 2023. Map Those Skills Part 2. Using the Maps. Over the past few weeks, I've been exploring the use of Wardley mapping to map my skills for career development. I think it's important to think strategically about your career development, whether you're early in your career looking to land the dream job, or later and looking to transition to a new role or company that reignites your passions. In my last post, I talked about my journey developing my skills maps and some of the mistakes I made along the way. Next, I want to cover how I've been using the maps and how I expect to develop them over time. Evolution. A map is great, particularly to clarify thoughts and shape rich conversations. When mapping my skills, it was really useful to have follow-up conversations with a few close friends and colleagues and discuss with them what skills I wanted to focus on and why. Using a map is about building a narrative, telling a story, and getting feedback and adjusting. One of the core elements of Wardley mapping, which I didn't discuss in my last post, was the topic of evolution, where we look at how those skills move, change, and adapt over time. Those early conversations about my maps would initially start on the skills I wanted to develop, either because of whatever passions I had at the time or whatever role I was really interested in stepping towards in the future. Starting with two skills I wanted to develop, architecture and research, I marked their evolution on the map, indicating my intention to develop and thus evolve them up and to the right on the map. Our skills don't live in isolation, and like any component on a map, it is subject to external forces. In this case, the market for those skills. We shouldn't ignore these market forces, and need to also include them as evolutions on the map. In my case, I took a look more deeply at architecture and started to map that separately, which allowed me to go a bit deeper into what architecture really means and how it's connected to many other skills such as operational skills, coding skills, and service design. These two have separate market forces which apply to them, which in turn impacts the demand for architecture skills. In my map, architecture skills is custom built. Two reasons for this. It's not been a career focus for me for some time, and it's also the type of skill that varies in style and quality from one practitioner to the next. As I started to map this out a bit more, there was one skill, that of software development, and in particular, writing code, that stood out. Coding, like any other skill, is one that atrophies over time, and like many senior technical leaders, I had focused the more recent years of my career on people skills, letting hands-on development take a back seat for a while. Why was this interesting when viewed through the lens of a Wardley map? Well, because I could be looking at the skills I wanted, looking at the dependencies and thinking, okay, well, I need to focus on coding again, but what about those external factors? In this case, we look at the most recent impact of AI on software development. The industry juggernaut, whatever your opinion, will drag coding skills from product to commodity over the years and push it further down the stack in terms of visibility. Coding skills will soon be replaced by the ability to write good AI prompts and, crucially, to write software with AI. All this sounds an awful lot like software architecture to me. So that skills I wanted to push along its evolutionary axis by ambition will also be pulled along its axis by new capabilities in the market, driving its need and its inevitable productization. Being able to see both angles and visibly discuss the impact of market trends is the real power of mapping. Finding your passion. The last area of mapping I found interesting in the context of skills development is that of gameplay. In particular, the idea of tower and moat. Gameplay are actions that you can take to influence the market or ecosystem. Think of them as strategic moves on your chessboard. The basic idea of the tower is that you take a capability, in this case a skill, and pull in adjacent capabilities and build on top of those combined things to add more value. The moat is the higher order, more visible capabilities that build an ecosystem that is difficult or impossible to leave or compete with. AWS is an example of a tower and moat gameplay, whereby their commodity service of EC2 virtual machines is the foundational element upon which all their other services are built, and once you're inside the ecosystem and start to use the higher order, more visible services, it becomes increasingly difficult to leave. In a career, tower and moat is the added value, your unique combination of skills or experience that might be difficult to obtain elsewhere. This is a really powerful thing to think about, because it focuses not just on building skills for the sake of building them, but encourages you to think about what uniquely makes them your skills and expertise. Why would someone employ those skills from you and not someone else? This might mean you focus on your brand or articulating your career history. It should also mean that you think more strategically about the skills you add play into the bigger picture, which is the whole point of mapping. I hope you found this useful as you continue to focus on career development in what is currently a very volatile industry and changing market. If you have any questions or comments, as always, don't hesitate to reach out.